Chodesh Tov, and welcome to the OU Global Tehillim Mesuzik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day, on Yom Sheni, the first day of the month of Kislev. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, which you can sign up for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, ou.org/Tehillim Call. Four children we've been davening for on this call: Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Batala, Ben Chaya Batsheva, Polina Orna, Bas Shen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. They speedily plead for your return home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Walter of the Woodside Synagogue Avas Torah in Silver Spring, Maryland, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Walter fully reciting five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, as well as the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, Mishaberach for the Shuyim. Finally, Rabbi Walter will conclude with the Mishaberach Recholim, pausing, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Walter.
Thank you for the introduction, Rabbi Herman. Thank you to the OU for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here and to participate in this call. And I thank everybody for being here and joining together. It's such a tremendous host, and it's a tremendous opportunity to be able to daven together, to learn together, and to spend some time together, especially with everybody's busy days and scheduling, certainly being able to be together and to spend time, 15 minutes or so, just to learn, to daven together for Achein B'nei Yisrael, is a tremendous chus and a wonderful opportunity and really an obligation. Today is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and of course it's a great month ahead. It means the month of miracles. Hanukkah is coming. But I want to talk today about Rosh Chodesh. Often Rosh Chodesh is sort of trampled on and we don't think much about it. And what is Rosh Chodesh? What's the essence of Rosh Chodesh? What's the significance of Rosh Chodesh? And why is it that each month we can't begin the month without there being a head of the month, or without there being a Rosh, a head, a beginning to the month? Amazingly, the tour in his halachas of Rosh Chodesh begins by noting that each of the three festival holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, correspond to each of the three Avos. Pesach corresponds to Avram Avinu, Shavuos corresponds to Yitzchak Avinu, and the holiday of Sukkot, the Yom Tov of Sukkot, corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. Not time to explain what those correlations are all about at this moment, but the Torah continues and says each of the 12 months, the 12 Chadash and the 12 months of the Jewish year, correspond to each of the Shvat and the 12 tribes, the sons of Yaakov Avinu. What emerges from the tour is that each of the three festival holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, are linked completely with Rosh Chodesh. And that means that when we go through each of the months, Tishrei, Cheshvan, and now Kislev, those months and the heads of each of those months remind us and commemorate that we are still living with the three festival holidays. Coming off of Sukkot, as we pine, climb toward Pesach, each month is part of that experience, the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to Kriyas Yamsuf, to Kabbalah Satorah, to the sojourn in the desert. But what exactly and how is that correspondence manifested? Moreover, fascinatingly enough, in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Va'era, in Bo, even before we leave Egypt, the Torah tells us at the beginning of the 12th chapter in Sefer Shmos, Exodus, that the Jewish people were commanded in the first mitzvah, even well before the 10th plague of Makkos Bechoros, before we even offered the Korban Pesach, the Jewish nation, while they were still incarcerated, still found themselves in the throes of slavery, were commanded in the mitzvah to sanctify the new moon. And thus we see that this mitzvah, Mekiddush HaChodesh, sanctifying the new moon, and the fact that each and every single month we are connecting to that, and we have special tefillos on Rosh Chodesh, and we coronate the beginning of the month with this day, speaks to the significance of Rosh Chodesh. But what is it about Rosh Chodesh that's so crucial, that's so critical, and that's so much part and parcel of what we as Jews stand for? And why is it that it's part of the three festival holidays? And why is it that it's the first mitzvah that the Jewish nation was commanded in? Share with you a story. The late Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva Yerushalayim in the 60s, 70s, 80s was Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was an unbelievable Rosh Yeshiva, a genius of a human being, a towering figure, well known for his shiurim and later his printed, published Sichos Musar, which emerged from his discourses, his Musar discourses, which he gave weekly in the Yeshiva. He recounted that he once had a conversation with a survivor, an inmate, who survived Auschwitz in the very difficult 5 years prior to that of forced labor. And Rabbi Shmulevitz asked this fellow, how did you remain a Maimon? How did you remain a believer? How could you come out of the camps with that same love and belief in God as you did prior to being in camp? How did you manage? How did you do that? Tell me, teach me, what did you do? How did you come in and come out the same way? And how were you able to exist throughout that experience? The survivor responded and told Rabbi Shmulevitz, and with free translation, said something along to the following. The Nazis deprived us of everything, every opportunity to get mitzvahs. We didn't have Shabbos, we didn't have Yom Tov, we couldn't learn Torah, we couldn't daven, we didn't eat, we didn't drink, we were taken out early in the morning, we marched in the forest the entire day, we worked very hard, and at night we marched home. But there was one thing the survivor told Rabbi Shmulevitz that the Nazis couldn't take away from us, and that was the Levana, the moon. The moon was always there. And the survivor told Rabbi Shmulevitz that some people kept track of Rosh Chodesh. And when they would look up into the sky, when the moon made its first appearance, as we were being marched back from our difficult day of work with soldiers on each side of us, we would recite Kiddush Levana. And he described that we used to hold hands as we were marching back. And there was one man in the middle who every month would lead us in Kiddush Levana. And he boomed forth the words of Kiddush Levana. El Levana Amar, Shitishadesh Ateres, Tiferes, La'amusei Baten, Shehimaschidim, Lehishadesh Kemoso, Lefar, Leotram, Halshem Kivod Malchuso. Which translates to the moon, he said, that it should renew itself. And the same way that the moon will renew itself and become the crown of splendor, so too the Jewish people will be destined to renew themselves and to glorify their molder and to get bigger. And the survivor told Rabbi Shmulevitz, that's how I made it through 5 years of forced labor. Because we were inspired with a sense of hope. And that just as the moon had disappeared from view, leaving the sky in total darkness, it reappears. First as a sliver, then a crescent, then a half moon, and then a full moon. So too do the Jewish people who always seem to be on the edge of oblivion. We always did, we always will, be destined to renew ourselves like the moon. And that's how we were able to believe, to see, and to understand that every single month when things seem to be so, so bad and so difficult, so dark, we would always have that moon knowing that we would have that opportunity in another 4 weeks to be in the Kaddish Levana, to sanctify the new moon. And that's why I believe it's the first mitzvah in the entire Torah. The first mitzvah that the Jewish nation was commanded in, even in Egypt, even when we were in such a difficult straits and deep waters, even before we were privileged to be redeemed, before we even fulfilled the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, before we even left and made it to our salvation, before we even crossed the Yamsa, before we even accepted the Torah. God was foreshadowing, was teaching our nation and our ancestors, things are going to be dark and bleak and difficult and challenging, small and tiny and minuscule for ourselves and for our nation many times. But that's why we count the moon, the lunar calendar, not the secular calendar. Because as the mass moon waxes and wanes, we too wax and wane. We too have great moments, great days, great years, great decades in Jewish history, great periods, epics. But there are also going to be difficult years, difficult months, difficult days, different centuries. And we too always need to know, even in the most dire, difficult, painful, horrible circumstances, that just as that moon is small and is a sliver and will grow to a crescent, to a half moon and to a full moon, so too we need to know and to believe that the same thing is true with us. And therefore, in the depths of the winter, when it's so dark and it's getting so cold, and where we are unable to see the sun for a good portion of the day, we know that it's the moon that really speaks to who we are and what we're about. Because just as the moon will continue to grow and to grow and to grow, we too, Klal Yisrael, will also grow and grow. And there's even a precedent for this in the Talmud. The Gemara tells us in the Maseches Rosh Hashanah that when times were difficult during the Roman era, when the decrees of the Romans were very, very difficult and wicked, there was a siman, there was a sign that Jews gave to each other to remind themselves, Dafka, specifically not to forget to sanctify the new moon, to make sure that there's going to be Rosh Chodesh. And that sign was the words, David Melech Yisrael Chai B'Kayim, the words that we'll say this Motzei Shabbos when we fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Because David Melech Yisrael Chai B'Kayim, even though we don't have Malchus based David, even though the kingdom of David is no longer, and it doesn't seem that we have it right now, we wait. And we pine and we hope that that small David, who was the youngest of his children, was small and scrawny and little. He too will become the king, and we too, that nation that looks so small, will also become bigger and greater. And that's why we always look to our hero, to Rabbi Akiva, who was with his colleagues, was walking and saw the Beis HaMikdash burning. When they were all crying, he was laughing. Because Rabbi Akiva was able to see that the moon looks right now very small, and things look very bleak, dim, as the Beis HaMikdash is a thunder. Rabbi Akiva said, I see that moon getting bigger, I can see beyond, and I know we'll turn from that sliver to the crescent, to the half moon, to the full moon. And we as well, during these difficult times that we are living through, as we come together and we dive and we pray and we learn and we hope, for the return of the hostages, for the end of the milchama, for a return of all of life the way that we hope and want, and peace and safety. We have to keep on reminding ourselves every month on Rosh Chodesh today, and every Rosh Chodesh, and as the moon continues to get bigger and bigger, and as we begin to see it, that too in our own personal lives will be the same true case, and the same thing with our nation. So in your schos, and on everybody's schos, of being able to come together, and never forgetting Rosh Chodesh, and recognizing the importance of this month, we should be able to see the ultimate Yeshua of David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, and that great moon be large and continue to flourish. We'll recite several chapters of Tehillim, beginning with Tehillim Perek Chaf, Tehillim chapter 20. Lamnateach Mizmor LeDavid. Yanecha Adonai Biyom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrachecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadecha. Yizkor kol min chosecha, volasecha yidash nesela. Yitem lecha chil bavecha, v'chol atzasecha yimalei. Niranina b'yishuasecha, u'b'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ato yodati, ki oshia Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishmei kodesho, b'gvuros yesho yimino. Eilev orecha, v'yeilev asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karav v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod, Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu, V'yom Kareinu. Tehillim Perek Chav Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echsar, V'noz Desha Yarbitzeini, Al Meimenuchos Yinahaleini, Nafshi Yeshoviv Yancheini, B'magle Tzedek Laman Shemo. Gam Ki Eilech B'geit Salmaves Lo Ira Ra, Ki Ata Imadi, Shivtecho Mishantecho Hima Yinachamuni, Taroch lefana yeshulcha neged tzorerai. Vishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revaya. Achto v'chesed yudufuni kol imei chayoi. V'shafti bebeis Adonai v'orech yamim. Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir l'ma'alos esayinai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri mim Adonai yosei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha. Al yonum shamrecha. Hine lo yonu v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha, v'yad yiminecha. Yom ha-mashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach baloyla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeisecha v'o'echa me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir ha-ma'alos, mimamakim kirasich Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli, tihien oznecha kashuvos v'kol tachanu noi. Im avonos tishmor yah Adonai mi ya'amod, ki imcha aslicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai ki vesa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshil Adonai Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai, Kiim Adonai Achesed V'habeim Ochidus, U'hifdes Yisrael Mikol Avon Osav. Tehillim, Parak Kuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142. Maskila David B'yosav B'maras Tefillah, Koli al Adonai Azak, Koli al Adonai Eschanon. Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Tzarasi Lefanav Agid. Bisatef Alay Ruchi V'yata Yadata Nisivosi B'yorachzu Ahaleich, Tamnu Fachli. Habeit Yamin Re'e Ve'eli Makir Avod Monos Mimeni, Ein Doresh Lanafshi. Zoakti Elech Adinoi Amarti Atom Machsi, Chalki Beret Achayim. Hakshiv Al Rinasi Kidalosi Meod, Hatileini Merodfoi Ki Amtsu Mimeni. Hotsia Mimaskir Nafshi Lahodos Hashemecha, Biachtiru Tadikim Kisigmol Aloi. Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanusunin batzara vashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, amaka mirachim aleihem yotziei mitzara lirvacha, umeafeila liora, umishibu legi'ula, ashta bagala uvizman kariv numar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them, and leave them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and we will say, Amen. Mishaberach lechayel etzahal, prayer for the Israel Defense Forces. Mishaberach avasein Aram Yitzhak Yaakov, v'yivarech et chayelei tzvagan al Yisrael, v'anshei kochos habitachon, ha'omdim al mishma arsein v'arei Eloheinu migvul halvanon v'al midbar Mitzrayim, u'min ha'yom agadol advo ha'arava v'chol makom shehem, b'yabasha, b'avir v'yom. Yitain Adonai Yisraveinu HaKamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifnehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Eschayalein Mikol Tzara V'tzukam Mikol Nega U'machala Yishlach Racha V'aslach U'chol Ma'asei Dehem Yadber Soneinu Tachtem V'yatzrein B'chese Yishua V'atars Nitzachon V'yukuyam Behem HaKosuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem HaHolech Imachem Lihilachim Lachem Imoyvechem Lehoshia Eschem V'nomar Amen. Yishaberach for the Shvuyim, prayer for those being held in captivity. Bishaberach avoseinu Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech Vishmor V'Yinsars Nedre Tzvah HaHagana L'Yisrael Ushvuyav, Bet Kol Achenu Hanesunim Batzara V'Shivya, Ba'avur Shekol HaKol HaKadosh Hazeh Nispalo Ba'avuram, HaKadosh Baruch Yimalei Rachmim Alem, Yotze Michoshach V'Tamavas, Umosar Seim Yinatek, Mimitzukosem Yoshiyem, Yoshive Meher Lechek Mishpechoseihem, Yodul Adonai Chazdov Niflosov Levnei Adam, V'yukuyam Behem Mikosha Kasuf, Fuduya Adonai Yishuvun, Uvotziyam Birinah, V'simchas Olam Al Rosham, Sason V'simcha Yasigu, V'nasa Yogan V'anocha V'nomar Amen. Yishaberach L'cholam, a prayer for the sick. We'll stop for a few seconds for everybody to fill in the name. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alav, Lahachlimo, Ulrapposo, Ulahachaziko, Ulahachayoso. Yishlach lo mehira refuah shlema min ha-shamayim l'ramach ibarav u'shasal gidav. Besoch sh'achol li'yisrael refuah sa'nefesh refuah sa'guf. Hashto ba'gala v'izman kariv v'nomar amen. Thank you very much for everybody for joining. Have a wonderful day. A good chodesh and a chodesh tov.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Walter. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God. The year to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama comfort, chizuk strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Chodesh Tov.